Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 25 and a half weeks since I started sharing these messages, since I had heard that my daughter had rectal cancer. And I still ask myself, after almost 6 months, what do I know? I know that God has given Josie what she needs each and every single day. I know she has been strengthened by God. I know she has been protected and uplifted. I know that the prayers have meant so much, not just meant so much, but have done so much in Josie's journey. I know that this Tuesday, Josie is going for her 8th and final chemo infusion, that God has gotten her to this point, that she has done so remarkably well. And so Tuesday is number 8. And that 1 week after, on January 28th, she will go at 7 a.m. and have a PET scan. And that is just so poignant, I think, because so many things began with testing. I mean, it was so many tests in the beginning. So as you travel further along in the journey to go back, to almost come, you know, full circle, it's just so emotional. And I know it's caused me to reflect, and so let's remember a little bit here, shall we? I know that there's been so many miracles, and I know I can remember the very beginning when I received the call on July 24th in the afternoon, and it was Josie and Murphy, and they were still at the hospital, and the doctor had told them, following the colonoscopy, that he was concerned. He saw an area of concern. He used the word cancer. And I remember after we hung up that I couldn't breathe. I couldn't find any peace. And I tried so hard to distract myself from what I had heard. And I couldn't get busy enough. I couldn't do enough. I couldn't busy myself with work enough, or turn the TV up loud enough, or talk enough, or it just couldn't get peace. And then the miracle came with being still, being quiet, and God coming in, and the message that I received. I was filled. I am telling you right now, right here, that day, in that moment, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I was filled with the message of the mission that I was to go on. And that was to get to Josie and Murphy as quickly as I could with this message. And that is that they would not be alone. That's just what I heard over and over. They are not alone. She will not be alone. Let her know that they are not alone. I am with them. I will strengthen them. I will be with them. You let them know. You be what I'm calling you to be. Just follow me. And I remember driving and praying on the way with my brother and my sister, and just this strength that was pouring into me. I mean, you could not have believed me. I didn't go shaking. I didn't go as a heap, curled up in a ball on the floor. I went with what I was given, strength I did not have. That was a miracle. And I knew that. I knew that as you looked in my eyes, you weren't seeing me, but the strength that God was giving me. And it was powerful. It was so powerful. It was a miracle. And so what I would like to do now is just to read to you, as I was there that first week, this is what I wrote. And this is it from almost 25 weeks ago. I am writing to you from my room at Josie and Murphy's house, and I have been here over a week, and yet it feels like a minute and it feels like a year. I hardly remember a life before I heard my daughter had stage 3 rectal cancer, and there will be tests coming up on a lung nodule that she has had that has been tested before a couple of times. It was fine, but it's shown growth now. Please pray for a clear PET scan Monday and a clear biopsy on Tuesday. Amen. The Lord, hear our prayers. What do I know after this week? I know that God has called me to let Josie know she is not alone. He has sent me here, and not just as Josie's mom, but also as his daughter. I am yours, Lord. You have not left me in the desert. And remember, this is stuff I'm writing 25 weeks ago, almost 6 months. I know I have witnessed miracles. After a CAT scan following her colonoscopy, which she was told to get to the emergency room, she had a blood clot on the scan. And after 5 hours of testing, it was found she did not have a clot. Praise you, Lord. I know an MRI of her liver that had a tech, that a tech wanted to show Josie his input and said, this is what would be my concern. The liver MRI was reviewed and it was clear. Praise God. Her brain scan was clear. And we praise God. I know that the prayers are working. I know that I do not have the strength, but God is giving it to me tenfold. I know that I can breathe because of his promise to us. I know that Josie is releasing fear and is receiving strength and calm and love. I know the people that God is using in a mighty way to show Josie his love are boldly coming forward. Praise Jesus. I know that God is healing me, that I was decaying and I am renewed. I know that we are given exactly what we need for this day. Amen. I know that I feel God with us. I know this is not about me, and yet it is. It's not about you, and yet it is. I know we were all seeing the glory of God. I know I am not minimizing what Josie and all of us are going through. Instead, I am maximizing God. I know I am forever changed because God has called. I know Josie will not just get through this, but will walk with God through this and be healed in all ways, including her physical body. I know God is real. Please pray today. These are the words that I wrote 25 weeks ago. And as I read them again, I feel empowered. I feel filled. And I know that each of us need to know this. I know that that's what God is calling me to do, to enlarge my territory, to let each person know of the lifeline in a desperate world that is there for them, to have this story, to know of these, to witness these miracles, to have this testimony and not share it with more and more and more people that are so in need. That would be a sin. And that is what I feel I'm being called to do. That is what stands for me 6 months later as truth to all that I have witnessed. And so I want to share with you today a few scripture. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's Isaiah 41:10. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble is Psalm 46:1. And rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice and let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That's Philippians 4:4-6. And in all things, I give God all the glory. And it's through him that I can do. I just lost my whole thought there. I've said this one a million times. Philippians 4:3. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That's it. That's it. That's what I feel, even though I messed up the wording. It's okay. God can draw a straight line with a crooked stick. I read that once and it stuck with me, so I'll share it now. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we give you thanks this day. We give you the praise and the glory that is yours. And we see you in the dark times. We see you so clearly. We feel your presence and your help in our times of trouble and struggle. For all of the people that are hearing this, who are in a struggle, pray for your peace and your healing upon them, Lord, that you would give them what they know they cannot get anywhere else. It only comes from you and through you and through your Son, Jesus Christ. And today, bring those people, each and every one of them, to you. We lay them at the foot of the cross. We ask you to help them in this time. And it's in your Son's name, in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.